weeks, we spent some time thinking about the Rambam's approach to the mitzvah of shofar. So not in Hilchos Shofar, but the Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Tshuva. And the third perek has perhaps, ironically, his most famous line about the shofar. So you can learn all of Hilchos Shofar and not be zocha to the most famous line of the Rambam about the shofar, where the Rambam says, "Afal bishat kiyah shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeras ha'kasev hu remez yesh bo." So everybody focuses on the rest of the Rambam, and it is a very fascinating remez, and if we have a minute, we will discuss it. But let's focus on the first line of the Rambam, that the most important thing to know about the shofar and Rosh Hashanah is that it's a mitzvah. And of course, we know that there is a general machlokes whether mitzvahs are tzrichos kavana or not. There are a lot of indications that even if you think that in general mitzvahs are not tzrichos kavana, certainly when it comes to shofar and Mikra Megillah, there's reason to believe that their kavana is uniquely required. But when we talk about kavana, we don't mean any Kabbalistic intent. If you have those, probably those aren't the ikuva. I don't think it gets in the way, but the bottom line is that when the Mishnah says hamisaseik lo yatsa, it means a person doesn't understand that they're filling the mitzvah. The story is told of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, and the Lubavitcher Chassid, who's the Baal Tokeya in that particular town, who was crying before a shofar, and Rav Moshe told him to get it together. And he says, you know, why are you crying? He's about to do the tkiyah shofar. He says, do you cry before you shake lulav? The Chassid could have answered yes, but he didn't. Right, he said no, and Moshe said, this is a mitzvah habore, and that's a mitzvah habore, and your focus overwhelmingly should be one and the same. The Rav would say that he wouldn't have criticized a person for crying, but that the point was well taken, that we have to think about Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah as a mitzvah. Then the Rambam goes on to say, as I said, Remez yesh bo kolomar u yesheni mishinaschem, yalkitzu nerdamim tedimaschem, that people who get involved in the havalei hazman, people who get distracted from the real things in life because of all the distractions that are around us, and the distractions have only multiplied since the era of the Rambam, probably, especially with technology and social media, etc., you have to return to the Borei Olam. And the Rambam says, very beautifully at the end of the halacha, that's why Nagu Kol Beis Yisrael Be'asara Hayamim Ha'elu, that during this time, it's a very imperative time of din, to say slichos. The Rambam thinks Ad Sheyar Hayom, the very, very little sleep, and a lot of slichos because of the imperative of coming to this recognition during these Yemei Din. So I just wanted to conclude our two-week discussion. Sorry that we relocated. I appreciate it. With a return to the first clause in the Rambam. So, Afal Pi, Shetkiyas HaShofar B'Rosh Hashanah Gzeres HaKasuv, a Remez Yeshbo. The Rambam felt the need to again reiterate this idea that Tkiyas HaShofar is a mitzvah. I don't think it was just because the Rambam was concerned that you might think that he was trivializing by giving, you know, Tameh HaMitzvos. After all, the Rambam is one of the Rishonim who feels most passionately that every single mitzvah has a Tam. The Rambam argues very strenuously against the Mishnah Brachos. Some of you will learn it this year that HaOmer Al Ken Sipor Yagiyu Rachamecha. The problem is, Osa Midos of Shekadosh Baruch Hu Racham and Veinon Alokzeros. He says we passing against that. Every mitzvah has a reason, whether or not we know it. The Rambam feels strongly about it. I think the Rambam felt the need to state for a very important reason. Not just because he was afraid of trivializing it by offering a remez, but because the very nature of the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah has something to do with Malchios, that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Shofar. And the way that we experience Malchus Shemayim, perhaps the most important way that we as human beings experience Malchus Shemayim is by responding to Tzivuyim. So especially when it comes to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, I think the Rambam strongly wanted to emphasize the Gzeres HaKasev, that we're responding first and foremost to a Tzivuy. And especially because we believe that Tkiyah Shofar b'Rosh Hashanah has such an important role in terms of Malchios, I cite here the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin. It's a very asymmetrical Gemara. If we had more time, we'd develop it more fully. But when the Gemara introduces the notion of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, the name of Rabbi Akiva, it says, Bameh b'Shofar. That Shofar plays an indispensable role with respect to the institution of Malchios itself. And of course, if you look at the psukim that have to do with Shofar, a lot of them have to do with Mamad Har Sinai, which the Ramban in this week's Parsha says was the ultimate moment of Malchios. Some of them have to do with Akedas Yitzchak, which also was certainly a Kiyum in Malchios, that Avram would suspend anything that he would ever want to do because he had to respond to the Tzivoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So perhaps this isn't just a Din Klali, where the Rambam is reiterating that mitzvahs are done because they're a Gzeres HaKasov. Maybe it's even a Din Prati in the Shofar. Maybe the Rambam felt the need to highlight the mitzvah component of tkiyah shofar, not because every mitzvah is, of course, gzeiras hakasev, like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, but because the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is perhaps the mitzvah par excellence in terms of establishing malchus shamayim. We start out the year by responding to the tzivoy hamelach. So with that, I wish everybody a ksiva chasima tova. It should be a year of responsiveness to malchios through Kiyum HaMitzvos.